And finally today, a reflection on what this week's presidential election means for people in another Asian nation. Vietnam has been a part of the American political discourse for decades, and Senator John McCain's war experiences in Vietnam were an important part of his campaign. McCain's defeat on Tuesday struck Nguyen Quy Duc as significant. Nguyen Quy Duc arrived in the U.S. from Vietnam as a refugee when memories of the war were still fresh. He now lives in Hanoi, and he watched the American election from afar.
After Senator Barack Obama's victory speech, I went to my garden and stood for a time. For months, just like anybody else, I was consumed with the almost incredible idea of a black man in the White House. Now that it was a done deal, it suddenly felt a little empty, the meaning of it all somehow less remarkable than in the months before. Across the ocean from all the hoopla and excitement, I felt a need to connect with old friends in New York and San Francisco, to regain a sense of what it all really means. It was the middle of the night in America, midday here in Hanoi. When I finally talked to a friend, I jokingly said something about being older than the next president of the United States. The passage of time was hard to take personally, but it also suddenly reminded me of the passage of a generation, the one that came of age during the Vietnam War. With the closing of Senator John McCain's White House dreams, the Vietnam War finally came to an end too. When I came to America in 1975, I thought that was the end. I did not know the war would follow me for nearly three more decades, with movies like Apocalypse Now or Rambo, the MIAs, and the mountains of academic accounts, memoirs, and novels about what happened. There were the debates on President Clinton's and President Bush's lack of military service, and the Swift Boat episode with Senator John Kerry. Throughout this past campaign, the war lived on with tales of McCain's time in captivity at the Hanoi Hilton. That has now ended. The war's over, simply because political campaigns in the future would unlikely yield a figure from that time. For the Vietnamese, the war faded away almost immediately. It was necessary to forget a little, because the authorities had to learn the ABCs of peacetime economic management. For the people, there were daily meals to worry about. Here in Vietnam, where age and experiences are revered and wars a constant part of our history, we've now learned that elderly heroes don't always end up as winners.
That's Nguyen Quy Duc in Hanoi. He was reflecting on Barack Obama's election victory and what it means to him in relation to the Vietnam War. We close our program today with a new arrangement of a traditional song from Vietnam. It's called Rowing the Sampan. It's performed here by jazz guitarist Nguyen Le and singer Hung Ton. The World is online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We'll be back tomorrow.
World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach, available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community.